good Wednesday. Today is October the 30th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, weather around the world impacts markets, and it does here in the United States as well. We're going to take a look at what's going on in the South American weather patterns, in particular with Brazil and Argentina, a drought that they've experienced, some challenges similar to ours. We'll have the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, misery loves company when it comes to dry weather, as Argentina has been in the midst of a massive drought to start off its 24-25 growing season. Some areas had not seen rain in months in the western portions of that country. However, a storm system that started the wet season showers in central Brazil 2 weeks ago first moved through Argentina and southern Brazil, setting off a string of very frequent storm systems that were more generous with rainfall. Now, southern Brazil, which did not have the same dryness issues as western Argentina, also benefited from the widespread rainfall. From the state of Rio Grande do Sul to Parna, a general 2 to 4 inches has fallen during the last 2 weeks, providing producers with enough moisture to continue planting corn and soybeans at a good pace and for early growing conditions to be quite good. After that system concluded last Thursday, the region's going through a drier stretch. The train of storms that had been in place finally found its caboose, and the weather pattern is going quieter. Outside of a couple disturbances, virtually no rain is forecast to fall in either region through the 1st of November. Now, a break in the rain may be what producers need, though, to continue with their planning or for the winter crop harvest. A break in good weather is probably not a concern in the short term. Topsoil moisture is much improved, and early growing plants can probably take a week off without rainfall. Now, drought still remains in some areas and could be exacerbated by rising temperatures next week. They're expecting highs in the upper 80s to upper 90s, and that could cause stress to young plants where soil moisture is not as available. It's not a deep concern as long as the forecast pans out. Mid to long range forecasts start to bring showers back to the Andes Mountains November 1st and spread shower systems moving through both Argentina and southern Brazil in early November as the storm train builds back up. If models are wrong, however, the dry stretch next week could become more of a concern, especially in Argentina that is still recovering from their drought. The other consideration is colder than normal surface water building in the Pacific Ocean as that weak La Nina is developing. The trend to favor drier conditions across Argentina and southern Brazil during their summertime, which is December through February, if November turns out to be drier too, that could cause significant strains on their crops. So the good rainfall that appears to be coming back in early November will be important whether it comes or it does not. Obviously, again, they are a major producer of corn and soybeans and one of our international competitors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to go back to talking about climate smart agriculture and commodity programs like we did yesterday, as some reports show it has had some major impacts. USDA's Gary Crawford has this report.
Yes, some climate experts believe we are in for decades of stronger and more destructive storms, droughts, and floods, and as a result of that, the continued loss of small and mid-sized farms.
But I believe, and we at USDA believe, there's hope.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack in Hershey, Pennsylvania the other day at an event showcasing new climate-smart products and farming practices being developed through USDA's Partnerships for Climate-Smart Commodities, a pilot program that Vilsack unveiled back in 2022.
We wanted to work with farmers, ranchers, and forested landowners to implement climate smart practices on the ground. We wanted to implement greenhouse gas measurement, monitoring, reporting, and verification systems to ensure that resulting climate benefits were credible and marketable. And importantly, we also wanted to develop markets for the resulting climate smart commodities. We made a point of emphasizing that each of these products needed to provide meaningful opportunity as well for small and historically underserved farmers and landowners.
Vilsack says when he first announced the program, some said it wouldn't work, that very few producers would want to participate, that the markets for climate-smart products and practices were too elusive. But Vilsack continued to say,
if we can tap into these markets and create meaningful revenue streams and new income sources, farmers and landowners will surely respond.
And Vilsack said they certainly have responded, and now, some 3 years into the Partnerships for Climate Smart Commodities program,
we have more than 14,000 enrolled farms with over 3.2 million acres of working lands already enrolled in projects, producing over 100 commodities that are being developed through a range of climate smart practices geared for climate smart markets.
And many of these commodities are not just demonstration products.
Today, we have over 40 of the commodities within this program that are already being sold in the marketplace to a variety of buyers. Buyers that include universities, food hubs, processors, retailers, and directly to consumers.
Consumers who, studies show, are willing to pay a premium price for certified climate-friendly products, products designed to produce new climate-smart income for producers, especially small family operations. And so for those beleaguered farmers, Tom Vilsack says,
there's hope.
This is Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Thanks, Gary. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.